similarities and differences you see in Jim's defense and Steve's defense, what he's done and what both of them have done?
Well, I think they're both, you know, obviously Steve studied under Jim. They're both very aggressive coordinators, very sound, believe in a certain style, and obviously think similarly in a lot of ways. You know, that would be my major thought.
What was it like for you last year, or for the team, the defense in particular, to have to buy into a system that Steve was bringing in that was pretty much played by the rivals here in Philadelphia?
What was it like?
Yeah, was it tough for the guys to buy in,
no,
just to learn a whole new defense right off the bat? And
well, I mean, obviously, when your coordinator changes, you're going to be changing your defense, and you're going to your terminology and everything changes, your attitude changes, and the players were looking forward to that, and they really look forward to Steve coming on board. And when we got things settled down and they started to learn what we wanted, and as they went through training camp, they liked the aggressive style. So,
Tom, one of the keys for you guys last year, obviously in the run, was the play of the defensive line, the rotation you had going, the way you guys were able to pressure late in games and late in the season. Do you see this group this year capable of doing the same kind of thing, A? And B, do you see the Eagles maybe having a little bit of that going right now with the rotation they have going in their defensive line?
Well, I see in studying the Eagles, I see that, you know, they are playing quite a few guys, and, of course, they're having real good success at getting up the field and pressuring the quarterback. We've had a span here of time. We've had, you know, some time here without a lot of sacks or pressure on the quarterback, but I do think that this opportunity to regroup a little bit is something that will help us, and we're looking forward to that.
Can you talk about how important Brandon is to your offense, how vital he is coming back in that?
Well, Brandon is obviously a workhorse, physical type runner who does have the ability to pound the ball up in there and give you a mentality, a physical mentality, and I think that's certainly where our team looks to Brandon, and I think that the way in which Brandon and Derek and Ahmad Bradshaw work together has been a plus.
How big was it the last time you faced the Eagles when you lost him around the middle of the game? Just how much does that affect what you do?
Well, it obviously takes a player who's very instrumental in the success that we've had out of the game, you know, and I think when you look at the way the games were played over in Philadelphia and here, it's actually almost like two different games.
What was different about the Eagles' defense in that second game?
Well, they made plays. You know, obviously they want to make a big deal about Burris not playing and so on and so forth. And certainly everyone has played us pretty much the same way. And, you know, that probably that was. But, I mean, the Eagles have always been a team that, you know, has been very aggressive and done the things in terms of getting extra people down low and pressuring. And so, to a certain extent, there wasn't anything a whole lot different except for the way it was executed.
Tom, at this stage of his career, how does Brian Dawkins match up with against some of the more elite safeties like Polamalu and Ed Reed?
Well, he's a very, very physical, very emotional player. Gives his team a real charge, and you know, loves to play, loves to be down in the pressure situations, likes to be physical. You know, I just think that you just see that continuously from Brian.
Are you amazed he's able to do it, especially late in the season and at this age?
Well, he's been a great player for a long time. It does not surprise me.
I know that there's a lot of talk of Dawkins and his resurgence. Can you talk about the other safety, Quinn Michael, and what you see in him?
Well, Michael is a guy who's come through the system and is playing very well and has really done a nice job in directing his defense and, you know, allowing probably Brian to be more involved in the physical aspect of the game that he does such an outstanding job with.
Tom, when we asked Adrian Peterson last week about the defensive player he was more concerned with, it was Trent Cole, the first that came out of his mouth. Would you agree, or would you put Dawkins like 1 and 1A?